had direct services from here, the west of Ireland, to New York and Boston, indeed, in 2007, with an airline called Flight Lowspan, which actually proved hugely popular. 20,000 passengers went from the region to New York and Boston. So I suppose to follow on from that, we've been actively trying to get back into the transatlantic market. And what happened on Friday was a historic signing of a sister airport agreement with Stewart Airport, who are situated in Orange County, New York. And I suppose Stewart Airport, for people who may be aware, as you would have heard a lot of PR in the last couple of months, is the newest transatlantic gateway from Ireland. As Norwegian Airlines, the Norwegian carrier, has recently commenced direct flights from Ireland to Stewart Airport in New York. So from our perspective, this is a historic relationship that has just been formed, and the aim is really is to develop an exchange of air information and to promote and develop air access between the west of Ireland and New York.
Now, the Norwegian Air service is one that's being examined by a lot of people. We do know, for instance, that Ryanair, among other airlines, have expressed an interest in possibly moving into transatlantic markets. It's fair to say that Norwegian Air is very often being compared to Ryanair. Is there a possibility that perhaps Ryanair and Michael O'Leary may look at Knock, may look at what's happening elsewhere and think, this could be a reality?
Yeah, look, I think Ryanair have always in the past said it's something they'd like to do, but they're not close to doing it, as it involves newer aircraft, purchase of new aircraft. You have to have very different types of 737 type aircraft to operate transatlantic, so they're not in an immediate position. But I think we've been talking to a number of US carriers over the past few years, and I think the formation of this alliance between ourselves and Stewart can only be of benefit for both regions, as the remit is to develop air access, but also to promote tourism links between the west, the northwest of Ireland, and the Orange County region of New York. So when we're meeting airlines, when Stewart are meeting airlines, certainly air access between the regions is going to be high up on the priority list.
Is it at all possible to give a potential time frame as to when this realistically could happen? Obviously, it's not going to happen this year. We are looking more into the future. This is more a long-term strategy.
Yeah, I think you're right. I wouldn't like to put a timeline on it because there's no real definitive information in that regard. But what I would say is the remit of signing this partnership is that we will look at air access connecting both airports, and certainly in the next 1 to 3 years, we would like to think that we'll be able to deliver between both airports access from the west and northwest of Ireland to New York.
In terms of transport links from the airports onto other areas, people in Ireland obviously looking at New York, Stewart, something an hour and a half, an hour and three quarters away from New York City by bus. Again, if people are looking at Ireland West Airport, Knock, again, it's a difference from there to Galway, to Sligo or to Dublin. How important is it that maybe better transport links from the airports to the bigger urban centres on land are developed to make this a more attractive prospect in the future?
No, absolutely. And I think Stewart, as I said, is the newest transatlantic gateway. So they're certainly playing a bit of catch up in terms of what the likes of JFK or New York. But I believe there's a very efficient transport system in place over there now. There's 6 or 7 daily bus services from Stewart into Manhattan. And I believe it takes between an hour and a half, which is pretty much the same distance as it takes to go from JFK. It's a less busier airport, obviously, than JFK. So certainly from developing links into New York, it's certainly an ideal gateway.
And in terms of developing transport from Knock, because obviously you want to attract people from the US over to this side as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even we've been working hard at Bus Éire and in developing further bus options from the airport. And you probably know that Donegal, for example, to the airport, we have 6 buses a day now with Bus Éire, and there's certainly improved access on the Galway route, on the Sligo route, and also between the Mayo and surrounding towns. So we're very conscious that access to and from the airport is critically important, and thankfully there's been some positive movements in that regard in the last couple of years.